Part of the theme for this year's stewardship campaign is the phrase rooted in faith. Our roots in River Road go back at least to 1969 when Helen and I were married in the chapel next door. For her, the roots went back a good bit further. Her parents had joined the church shortly after it was formed in the mid-1940s, and so she had grown up in the church. So it was natural that when we came back to Richmond after I finished law school, that we came back to River Road. The decades since then have provided many, many positive aspects to our church life. We've enjoyed thought-provoking sermons, inspirational music, adult Sunday school classes that have formed some of our longest-lasting friendships here within the church. And I think that one of the most important things in recent years for Helen in particular has been the church's outreach to the homebound. Her mother has been in an assisted living facility for many, many years and is not able to attend church, but she has been visited regularly by Dan Bagby over the years and by others recently. And those visits have been very meaningful both to Helen and to her mother, because it's really her only physical ongoing contact with the church of which she's been a member for some 70 years. For me, in recent years, my primary focus in the church has actually been on its sort of wide-ranging and robust mission activities. And on the international front, we've done a number of sort of interesting, high-profile things. We've renovated buildings for a seminary in the Czech Republic. We've built churches in Brazil. We've worked several times with dedicated doctors and medical students in Panama to provide medical attention to indigenous populations that are otherwise pretty severely underserved. But I think on balance, I would have to say that the greatest impact of our missionary programs, both in the number of people that we help and in the opportunities to serve, which really I think is sort of the biggest payback that we get out of participating in the mission activities, really relates to our more local activities. When I say local and regional, we have people who regularly visit the incarcerated youth at the facility in Bonaire. We have people who help at a local elementary school in a relatively low-income area. We have people who have done, who provide sewing lessons for recent immigrant women, and in the course of that provide a much-needed social outlet for those people. So I think when I think about the question of why we support River Road, it's because in so many ways, over such a long time, River Road has supported us.